Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to David in Surrey, British Columbia. Hi, David.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I attend what I thought was a pretty healthy, well-balanced church for, well, the last almost 30 years, and have been in leadership in the church in the past. Have noticed a few things that have happened with the last two pastors that have not sit well with Scripture in my sort of discerning heart, and have brought these up to the elders, but I don't get very much attention and or receptivity. And there are things that some people in the church just have a propensity for, and let the spiritual mapping, impressed by the transformation videos, binding Satan when they pray. And though it's not all that obvious, I know that it's going on. So I'm concerned about that. And then we have a new pastor that's come just in the last couple of years. And he had an experience that he shared with the congregation shortly after he came with Carlos Anacondia from Argentina, and whereby this pastor was slain in the spirit, among other things. And now that has sort of shaped his theology and is encouraging us to kind of step out and, you know, not be so legalistic about our interpretation of God and what we might experience. So the thing that concerns me is that, I mean, he's a good guy. He seems to be orthodox in his preaching, and I listen carefully. But this other thing where I feel he's really lacked discernment has kind of crept into his theology. So I just wondered if you have heard of Carlos. I've done a fair amount of reading on him. I can't find anything really definitive. And I know that he's, you know, that preaches with a real supercharged emotional style and has gold fillings as part of his healing services and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous about it.
And you should be. And I have written about him in principle in a book called Counterfeit Revival.
Uh-huh.
This is a classic example of a counterfeit revivalist who is using socio-psychological manipulation tactics in order to make people believe that something is happening in the spiritual realm, which actually is not happening in the spiritual realm. And just to go to an obvious example, something you brought up in the prologue to your question, slain in the spirit. This is not about being legalistic, but you nowhere find in the ministry of Jesus Christ the phenomenon of slain in the spirit. And it is explainable by natural processes and also found in the world of the occult. What was once practiced before the altars of the occult is now being transferred into churches. And we're now duplicating what's happening in the world of the occult under the guise of spirituality. We have to be alert and sober-minded.
Yeah. I have your book, the past one and this one, and have read that.
You've read Counterfeit Revival?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I guess I did contact a leader through a friend of mine in Argentina and asked him about Carlos, and he was very high on him, and that's what sort of surprised me. And he said the church in Argentina talks about a sort of a pre and a post Carlos Anacondia, whereby their church attendance has doubled, tripled as a result of his ministry. So I guess the only conclusion I can draw, because I have seen him on YouTube, and it just grieves me. And but the only conclusion I can draw is that this attracts a lot of people, and they talk about conversions, but they must not be short-lived, or they must be short-lived.
And this is exactly the point. What happens is you have all kinds of people flocking into the front doors of these auditoriums and metaphorically falling out the back door, not knowing who to believe or what to trust, because what is being communicated here is sensationalistic and not scriptural.
Yeah.
And it is definitely a ruse. It is a counterfeit. And that's why I wrote the book Counterfeit Revival, because people, unfortunately, are looking for God in all the wrong places. They want an experience where the real experience is developing intimacy with the Lord through prayer, getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into them, being a vital reproducing member of a healthy, well-balanced church in which you can pray and praise and proclaim the Word of God. Without these ingredients, we're always going to, unfortunately, embrace counterfeits and substitutes.
Right.